Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
One o'clock hour on a Tuesday. Cody and Gold, Alex Gold with you. James Howell filling in for Drew. Jay Binkley filling in for Cody.
Mike McDaniel back there.
Mike McDaniel producing.
Good job.
Mike McDaniel producing the show. And now I'm never going to be able to hear you speak without thinking it's Mike McDaniel again. Thank you, text line. James, look, you just go with it, man. Just go with it. He might be an OC somewhere next year.
He's NFL head coach right now.
Right now he's a head coach. The team hasn't quit on him. Mike McDaniel's got the team still playing hard.
Three of the last four games he's won.
That's true.
I tell you what, I wish my money was long like Mike McDaniel's.
You wish you're flipping off the no, you didn't flip him off, but he drove by the Buffalo Bills watch party afterwards.
James to start vaping real quick.
No.
Then it'll fit. Then it'll fit perfectly.
Did you see him drive by that Buffalo Bills watch party?
Yes. And we played the answer. He claimed it was AI.
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah,
like, no. He obviously drove by. Nate Taylor is going to join us in just a couple of minutes. We'll get him in studio here in a little while. We'll talk some Chiefs football with Nate Taylor, our Chiefs insider from ESPN. I didn't do this as a full topic today, but while we're waiting for Nate, I figured we could talk about it. You're actually a good person to have filling in for this conversation, Bink, because you focus probably in on the offensive line more than most people, I would say. And earlier we were talking about Josh Simmons, and I thought he was really, really good on Sunday. It's a great sign moving forward for the team to have him back. He will speak to the media tomorrow. That's the expectation, I believe. He'll speak for the first time, Josh Simmons, so that's nice. We'll see what he has to say. And I didn't realize this until people were tweeting out clips of for other reasons. People were tweeting out like the 3rd-and-2 play because Mahomes misses Breshard Smith and everything. But on that play, and then I went back and I was thinking, it's like, I noticed this in the Buffalo game. I noticed in the Washington game as well. We're back to the low snaps for Creed Humphrey. That was a thing. Remember 2 years ago, I guess it's been at this point in time. It was 2 years ago. Then he cleaned it up. No issue.
Still all pro, yeah.
You know, he changed his, I don't know, I can't remember what the exact technique was. He changed something with how he was snapping the football. I don't remember. It doesn't really matter. It's back. Have you noticed this? I did not know until this week. All of a sudden, the low snaps are kind of back, too.
Especially for a team that goes shotgun all the time.
Well, and that more reason potentially when exactly. We get into the under center conversation. Look, I think he can correct it because Creed Humphrey has corrected it before. But all of a sudden, I've noticed the last two or three games, low snaps are back. Not every time, but it happened in a crucial spot again there on a 3rd-and-2.
And these are all things that impact the quarterback because it's that trust thing with your trusting your offensive line or where the snap's going to be, if guys are going to be at the right place. Again, the sacks are up for the Chiefs. This year, they've given up 20 so far, 22nd in the NFL, just 31st 2 years ago. So it's that trust thing. You got to trust everybody in front of you. The snap is a huge part of it. And trusting players will be in not a legal formation. There's a lot of things that go into things with that attention to detail. But I noticed it as well.
Yeah, I wonder if Andy will be asked about that later on in the week as well. Just curious if it's something that they've noticed, if it's something that they're working on or whatever. There's a long list of issues right now, and it's probably lower on the list than others, but it's just something that I've noticed a little bit as we welcome in Nate Taylor, our Chiefs insider from ESPN. Nate, good to see you. Glad you're in studio, man. Yeah. I know. Oh, we'll get his. James will get his microphone.
It's Mike McDaniel.
It's Mike McDaniel now. Yeah. Our fill-in producer is Mike McDaniel. People think he sounds like the same cadence and everything. Nate.
Wow.
It's Mike McDaniel.
Okay.
He coaches too.
Interesting.
Well, it's good to have you on the show.
Yeah.
Obviously, last week we moved some things around. You shared something publicly already, and I don't know if you want to, if you're willing to talk about it as well. But I you shared it on your KCSN podcast and show.
Yep.
And we're glad to have you on the show, man, and glad to see everything is going great. But if you it's been a kind of a crazy couple weeks. It sounds like for you too.
It has. It's been about a crazy month or so. So very quickly. And again, great to be back. Hope everybody's doing well. I found out about a month ago that I had kidney cancer, essentially. I have found through an incidental diagnosis, I think is what they termed it. I went to the hospital for some back pain in my lower back that I've had, kind of consistently on and off. I think we talked about this a couple weeks ago, like as you get older, your body starts doing things. And so, I did a CT scan. And then they did another one, and then they found out, and thankfully to all the doctors and the nurses, nurse practitioners, obviously the surgeons and the specialists, they found a cyst in my right kidney. And based on my age, based on where it's located, the fact that it had been growing in my body for a while without my knowledge, they said it was a 95% chance that it was cancerous. And so last Tuesday, we kind of scheduled it as best we could with the bye week and whatnot. But last Tuesday, had the procedure to have the cyst not removed, but they call it a crinotherapy, which is they stick a giant needle in your back and freeze the tumor and around the soft tissue area of the kidney. And then that essentially kills the tumor, kills it, for the last, I guess, week now. It's crazy to think that like that procedure was last week. It's been, I felt better each day.
Mm-hmm.
It was a bit of a wild headspace to be when you're like, oh, hey, I didn't know I had this. And thank goodness we found it. Thank goodness I went to the doctor in the hospital for something else that needed to be treated at the time that was considered minor compared to this. Because I would not have known, symptoms would have more popped up, I guess, 2 or 3 years later on. And that would have been perhaps more difficult to where, talking to the specialist and other people who've had a similar procedure, my whole kidney could have been removed had this thing grown, or if it was located in a different spot, or if it was signs of that it was obviously going to not just be in my kidney, that it was going to be, maybe traveling to other places in my body. So, grateful to be here. Very thankful that the procedure went well. Returned to work on Sunday. Who, buddy?
yeah. Welcome back. Yeah. Welcome back.
It's a nice welcome back to me. I didn't think about this either because, again, you're just like, this is the job. Again, incredibly grateful to do it. And then you're like, wait, I had like a legitimate procedure. Didn't know really anything that happened Wednesday or Thursday. Wasn't here, guys. And it's like, no, I'll be fine. I'll get on a plane and that's right. We're in the altitude and I'm trying to move my body for the first time in a while.
I wondered about that.
Oh, this is tough. This is tough. So,
we're thankful everything turned out very well with the procedure.
I'll say this about you, Nate. You're always a huge fighter, man. It's good to see your attitude.
Thank you. Yeah.
Great attitude.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
We're glad to hear that everything's going well now. And I think someone texted this in. I think they're right. Like, especially like our audience is majority men that are listening. So I think it's probably very important.
Sure.
You alluded to this as well. And it's true. It's like, guys, typically there's like, don't mm-hmm. like going to the doctor. Like it's just that whatever it may be, but your body told you something wasn't right. Now you didn't think it was this, but you got something checked out.
Correct. So, gentlemen, as you get older, or if you're older than me, I'm 38. So I've had an immense amount of like great health through the course of my life, right? I played, I think, pickleball with my kid who's 10, who loves pickleball. Hayden loves it. And I didn't stretch. I did all the dumb things you're not supposed to do. Like I'm a man, therefore I'm an idiot. So it's like, no, we'll just go out there and I'll just smack you around for a little bit. It was quite the contrary. And so getting the CT scan sort of confirmed that I had a, what's the term? Basically, I had nerve damage in my lower back.
Okay.
To where it's like, hey, we need to give you like, you know, it's like, I really don't want to take. And again, this is learning from guys in the league, right? This is from people that I interview all the time. Like, you don't really want to take pain medication if you don't have to. So the doctor's like, hey, we could probably do some steroid. You got to relax. You got to like, you know, you got to stretch in the morning, man. Like, I'm just at that stage in my life. And so you're like, dang, I just can't get up and get at it as soon as possible. But had I not gone and had I not learned that, like, okay, I need to manage my lower back differently, like, it is unnerving to have the doctor say, oh, and another thing, let me sit down. We saw something really weird in your kidney. Yeah. And you're like, huh? So I would have had no idea. And, you know, I go to the doctor regularly, you know, twice a year, basically. And I'd never done a CT scan before. So that was the difference, was that I can, and this is normally, and I want to say this for our men too, like, this is normally how kidney cancer is discovered. It is, based on my understanding, it is through like you having something going on with your back or your lungs or like something going on in your torso, right? If you have heart issues, like, they will scan your body, and then this is normally how it is discovered. And then it's just a matter of how quickly was it discovered, when can they treat it, how can they treat it, and do you have options, right? At least I had options where I didn't have to have my entire kidney removed, which when we got to that portion, and Holly was with me in the specialist room, Dr. Sweat. Dr. Sweat was really nice. She was very detailed, and it was like the whole time you're like, am I going to like go to the hospital tomorrow? Like, am I going to have basically immediate surgery? And like, it was like, okay, well, that's good. I'm not going to do that. But also, like, yeah, you probably have cancer, and we probably need to take care of it as soon as possible. And thank goodness that, you know, Dr. Yost encouraged me to go to the hospital. They, you know, recommended this. And it's just so, for about a month, I was seeing someone every 2 to 3 days.
Oh, wow.
Before we got to the point of, like, how quickly can we do this from the outpatient care? How quickly can we get you in the hospital? How quickly does it take for you to, like, recover? Obviously, trying to coordinate work along the way. I got, you know, if people don't know this, I got a wife. I got 2 kids. Like, you know, there's all these things going on. But, yeah, just really thankful that, because I was feeling unusual, I wasn't at least afraid to, like, go seek help. And I think that's one of the things that anyone in the health department will tell you is that, like, they have such expertise, and the technology now has improved so drastically that you are doing yourself a disservice if you don't seek treatment.
You know, scans are very good for people to get.
Mm-hmm.
Verify that.
Yes.
Nate Taylor joining us in studio. Well, great to have you back, man. Yeah. We're glad to have you back on the show. Glad to see that things are heading in the right direction.
It's only going to get worse from here, right? For the next however many minutes. Guys, it's only going to get worse, right?
So you mentioned you got back at it into Denver.
In the altitude.
And the biggest regular season game, I thought, going in of Mahomes' career, with the implications, of course, results in a 22-19 loss.
Mm.
We can get to the playoff stuff in a second. Let me just start with what you saw in Denver. Was it much different than what you had seen in other games? Like, because we've been talking throughout the last 24-48 hours that a lot of the crucial mistakes were very similar. You know, that we all know about the one-score game stuff. It's like, we're truly talking about one or two plays in these games all year.
Yeah.
Late in the game, you know, people, like myself included, been talking about the run game and everything as well. It seemed, we've had these conversations. This just was the biggest game. And so now there's real implications about this run, maybe of going to the postseason, legitimately being in jeopardy.
Yeah. It, the playoffs start Sunday for the Chiefs because of their, how can I say this? Because of their lack of concentration. I don't think it's anything that the Denver Broncos did necessarily. When I went back, and I even rewatched the offense this morning, and it is nothing. You don't really see what Denver did effectively until about midway through the fourth quarter, because I think at that point they had gotten a beat as to like how the play calling was going, how the tempo was going to be. Obviously, they were in somewhat of an advantageous position, whether it was 19-16 or 19-19. Guys, there's not a single soul on that offense that did not make a mistake. And I think it comes to a lack of concentration, because they're clearly talented enough to do what they should be doing. You know, I don't want to name everybody because we would be here forever.
Yeah.
But I think one of the differences this year compared to last year, and I think it's been hard for people to wrap their minds around, how can this team be so good in one score games one year, the best we've ever seen in the history of the National Football League, to this season, okay, you've put yourself in an opportunity to win a game and you can't make the correct plays because your lack of concentration is so paramount. Last year, the quarterback could still stabilize things. And I think now when I rewatch, especially the last two games, once other guys start making mistakes, I do think it has an empirical like effect on Mahomes to where he cannot rise to the challenge of trying to lift all boats, essentially. He deflated himself. If you really watch, he deflates himself on that first drive in the third quarter. He is decisive. He is surgical. He moves them right down into midfield. He made no bad decisions. The play calls, I thought, were actually very good in terms of like setting the tempo. Hey, it's 6-6. We're going to restart the game. The whole point of this drive is to A, get points, and B, hopefully get a touchdown. He makes that pass, I believe, to Kareem Hunt that gets them down to the 2-yard line. And whether you watch the All-22 or the TV broadcast, oh, there's a flag. There's Juwan Taylor not in his proper position. Instead of first and goal from the 2.5-yard line, you're now first and 15. And you can see Mahomes' body just go. All right, he makes a nice little short pass to Robert Tonya, whatever. And then it's 3rd and 14, and now he's got to go into like superhero mode, and that leads to his interception, right? Normally, you would tell every quarterback on God's green earth, just throw the ball away, because Denver had a good play call, right? Because they're in the advantage. We're going to double team everybody because it's 3rd and 15. We don't even like four-man rush. We ain't got to do nothing crazy, nothing special. But now Mahomes feels like I got to go above and beyond. And I think that's a clear difference between this year and last year. When you see the last two drives of the game, he's now sped up in a way mentally that I think is all because of what happened the first three quarters of the game. They never got control. They had a lead at one point. It should have been a 4-point lead, as we all know. You know, special teams has been abysmal, guys. I cannot stress enough that one of the reasons why you are losing these one-score games also is because Harrison Butker missed an extra point in Sao Paulo. That would have made it a 13-13 game. His, you know, PAT got blocked because of poor blocking schemes, whatever. There's a penalty every time Nico Remigio tries to tell you that he's important to the team, even though I think his production has gotten worse and worse as the course of the season's gone on. But he can't lift all boats, and the play calling now doesn't help the quarterback in the fourth quarter. So I know that's a lot to throw at people, but Mahomes was so good in the fourth quarter last year.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And even when he wasn't good in the fourth quarter, on the rare occasion, it's like, hey, Leo Chanel has the block field goal attempt last year when he wasn't, you know, playing at his absolute best against the Denver Broncos. Hey, you know, didn't play your best against the Vegas Raiders on, Black Friday, basically. But, like, the defense stepped up. And there was a defense that made sure that, hey, they were going to win that game. So, you know, that interception in Buffalo, terrible, you know. But, hey, I just got to throw it up there because, like, what else do I have? The offensive line is not blocking for me today. He cannot. I think Mahomes has not played well, but I think the mistakes of everyone around him slowly built up to him not meeting the moment in the fourth quarter when there was 4 minutes left. You have the possession. They can't even get a first down. But had his teammates played better leading up to that moment, maybe the quarterback's in a better mindset, a better position, has more confidence, because the only guy he could trust in the second half was Travis Kelce. And I think that goes to the quarterback not lifting everybody else, but everybody else not supporting the quarterback better.
And I agree with that. It's the attention to detail in the second half.
It's so bad.
And the trust, because he's gotten sacked 20 times this year.
Correct.
So it's 22nd in the NFL. It's much different than before. But you got to trust everybody. Trust the guys to catch the football. Trust them being in the right frame. But when you're thinking about everybody else's position, you can't concentrate. Back to Pete Carroll in a book he once wrote. When a player can trust the other players around him, he can perform at a high level because you have the complete trust in everybody else. Yes. And that's certainly lacking with some of the things the Chiefs do down the stretch. The ball's bouncing the other direction. Is there something you've noticed, Nate? I want to ask you is with the teams and how they look at the Chiefs. Because I look at the Chiefs when, you know, they get to that point that New England was the big dog on the block, right? They bring in Spags, the New England killer there in the Super Bowl. And they bring in Tyrann Mathieu, change that culture of the defense. Are there teams that kind of stand out to you that are geared to beat the Kansas City Chiefs? And I'll bring up New England, Buffalo. Six of their seven draft picks, the first five were all on defense. They bring in Bosa to stop the Chiefs. Maybe they should have been worried more about the Patriots than the Kansas City Chiefs specifically. Mm-hmm. But Denver, I get it, with the Raiders drafting a running back in the first round, the Chargers doing the same thing. The Broncos drafted Jahdae Barron, and he had that pick six that was called back.
Correct.
And he has another interception this year. That's to stop Mahomes. I look at how the Broncos built the roster, and with Buffalo, it's with Kansas City in mind. When I see certain teams, I think of that when I see Buffalo and Denver to beat their team who was built to stop the Chiefs.
Yeah, and, you know, New England has a very solid defense, right? I don't think they're probably as good as Denver, but it's clear that Sean Payton's no dummy. So if we can have a five-man front, and this was kind of demonstrated in the Super Bowl last year, but if we can have a five-man front and we don't have an exact hole in the secondary, which they don't, even without Patrick Surtain, perhaps their best defensive player, you could say either him or Nick Bonito, you know, that's the reason why they have the draft pick, right? It's like we want to make sure that we make his life difficult, that we don't have as many tells for Andy Reid and Matt Nagy, you know, in that game. And even though the offense moves the ball well, the Broncos are like, what we're not going to do is make a mistake in the red zone. Somebody's going to have to make a play. And the only reason why the Chiefs scored one time in the red zone in their four attempts is because Travis Kelce made a guy miss and got in the end zone. I think what's fascinating about this upcoming game against Indianapolis, to your point, Jay, is, hey, they can play man coverage just as much as the Broncos. Now that they have, we assume, Travis Ward back and healthy and, you know, the trade with Sauce Gardner, you know, they don't have many holes in their secondary either. So it's a matter of can they generate enough pressure similar to Buffalo, similar to Denver. I know Denver is adequate. I wouldn't necessarily call them good or very good, but they're adequate because they know who they are. And I think the Chiefs are still, in a strange manner, trying to figure out who they are 10 weeks into the season, which is very unusual. But the lack of attention to detail, the lack of concentration at moments, the up and down inconsistencies in terms of performance lead you to have more questions about, like, well, who is this team this year? Because for 10 games, it's not as defined as I know exactly who the Patriots are, yeah, who the Colts are, who the Broncos are.
Well, that trust thing came to me too, Nate. It was a couple of weeks ago. It was Noah Gray. Mm-hmm. Mahomes put the ball. Nobody was there. It was at the 5-yard line. It's where he was expecting Noah Gray to go. Now, the play that was called had him running toward the end, mm-hmm, and the safety was coming up.
Right.
And so Mahomes didn't throw him to him because the safety coming up. But Mahomes' mind is, it's that trust factor. Trust the player to break off said route, which he's so used to Kelce and Rice doing.
Yep.
And that play stands out to me because he put the ball on the 5 there. No one is around it because he expected Noah Gray to break off the route and do that. Yeah. That comes with the whole trust,
yes,
in your and receivers and tight ends.
And again, you've been in the system long enough, you're Noah Gray, right? Where, like, you should know this is where I want you to react based on the defense. Maybe having the right call, you know, we can't get it right 100% of the time, but we should have ways to adjust based on what the defense does.
Nate Taylor, our Chiefs insider from ESPN, with us here on a Tuesday on Cody and Gold. When we come back, I want to talk about the predictability right now of the offense. You buy into that with some of the coaching and play calling. Also, the playoff path for Kansas City. What's it look like? Does Nate agree with me and Bink on what they have to do in the final 7? That's next.
What's up, Chiefs Kingdom? It's Chris Jones. You're listening to Cody and Gold. Weekdays 10 to 2 on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Heartland Men's Health, the leader in men's sexual health. Thousands of men have been successfully treated for low T, ED, and more, all with discretion and compassion. Make your appointment at heartlandmenshealth.com.
Back here on Cody and Gold, Alex Gold with you. Jay Binkley filling in for Cody. James Howell producing today for Drew. We got Nate Taylor as he joins us each and every Tuesday talking some Chiefs football. Nate Taylor, our Chiefs insider from ESPN. All right, so we were talking a little bit about the game, obviously. This next half hour, I want to focus in a little bit on, I guess, bigger picture stuff with this team. We can get to playoffs in a second, but look, this is a coaching staff that has had as much success as any coaching staff in NFL history. And yep. Hall of Famer at head coach, if there was ever going to be a coordinator on the defensive side to be a Hall of Famer, it would be Steve Spagnuolo. Like, yep. nobody is taking anything away from what they have accomplished. But do you agree with the sentiment? And yesterday, a big theme of this show was about coaching. It doesn't mean that's not on Mahomes as well, as you laid out some of the things he's not doing. But I thought for the first time, frankly, during this run, I can pinpoint that particular game, whether it was Tobe, whether it was Andy, whether it was Spags, and you can go down the line into assistants as well. Our position coach as well. I thought the entire coaching staff was terrible on Sunday with the game plan. I thought coaching more than ever was a problem in that particular game. And a lot of it has to do with the predictive nature. Do you think any of that is overblown? We hear Chris Jones talk about how the Broncos knew it was coming.
Yep.
They're paid to look at film too. I get it.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
But late in games and the way Andy approaches it, and like, coaches have egos. We all know this, like, especially when you have the success that these guys have had. Do you think that a fresh set of eyes looking beyond this year is something that is warranted? And my thing has been, it sounds great in theory, But is this a coaching staff or a head coach that would be willing to even take the input that otherwise we're wasting our time?
Mm-hmm. So the question that I've been asking for about a month now, a little more than a month, because, again, of the 0-2 start and that nature. So let's say the majority of the year, right? The question I've been asking is it coaching arrogantly or is it coaching hubris because you're just so high on what you've done based on everything you've said about how dynastic this run has been? It is, honestly, outside of Bill Belichick and what the Patriots did, there has been nothing like this ever. like they've been to 5 of the last 6 Super Bowls. Like, no team in the modern era can say that. And it has largely been built on the nucleus of this coaching staff. Sometimes I thought they have coached arrogantly because, well, this is mostly worked and we have so much trust in our system that we can dictate to you. Now it feels like, even though the personnel says you should be able to do that, that's actually not happening. I know I'm not the first person to say this. I know that Kareem Hunt, as your number one running back, does give you limitations. I know that he's 30 and he battling through it. Hand him the ball till the wheels fall off.
5 yards of carry in the first half.
You have to, based on the alignments that you're presenting and the coverages that you're getting with the last two opponents, the Broncos and the Bills, saying, we don't need a third linebacker. We don't need those. What do you mean? We'll just play in dime. We'll be in nickel. And we'll be fine playing that. We want you to hold the ball, actually, Mahomes, so that our pass rush can be effective, especially that was the Bills' strategy. And it's like, you guys have been saying for the majority of the year how cool it will be for Breshard Smith to grow throughout the course of the season. They handed him the ball one time.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah, it's his least amount of opportunity, like, I feel like, in weeks.
Yes, and of course, this coming off a bye week, and yes, I don't know if it was, they didn't really say on the broadcast or in the game, whether that was a Trey Smith sort of hold or a Josh Simmons hold, hard to tell, whatever. But, like, you handed him the ball one time in the game, once. Elijah Mitchell, say what you will about him, he's on the field.
He was active for the first time all year.
You got to kind of use him. They are trying to do two things at the same time on offense. And it's so clear to me that they want to be a deep strike offense. They have the personnel to do it. It's unfortunate that the quarterback missed two. I mean, just got to have them in the first possession. But their offense is at its best when Mahomes can push the ball downfield.
Sure.
But they can't do that every play.
That's
and so like, the issue is, well, you're not mirroring any of those things. Like, the running game doesn't mirror the passing game, right? It's not like, hey, naked boots because we do outside zone or we do stretch, right? Where you can sort of mash the two things together. They're trying to run Kareem Hunt, again, in the red zone. They're trying to run Kareem Hunt out of shotgun when all year it is said that don't work.
No, under center.
Get under center.
Everybody's been talking about
second
this.
Second and two, get under center. Instead, he goes and tries to say, okay, well, you know, we've been doing these RPOs, so why don't we give him like a kind of an RPO look, but it's not really an RPO look.
I'm glad you brought up the RPO stuff because yesterday, obviously, you were on the press conference. You were at the press conference at the Zoom call and everything. And I want to play the answer again for the audience. I know you already know what he said, but I want to play it again. I thought this was interesting, especially towards the end. Let me just play this again.
That's obviously a good question. So I know you know all this, but it's we're calling quite a few of the RPOs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So yesterday they were giving us opportunities to throw the football. So we utilized the opportunities there. And those things end up being as good as a run for you. We're getting 4-plus yards and you go with it. And but the runs are being called. It's just, you know, sometimes they get turned into passes in today's world. You know, that's how it goes. So but we're getting them in. Now we have some hard runs where you just get up, line up, and go. Probably could call more of those to be, you know, for you to write something there.
For you to
thank you, coach. Yeah, I'm waiting to write it, baby.
Look, by the way, simple answer from me would be, you know, well then call more of the hard runs.
Yes.
But also, look, the only thing I'll say in fairness to them, the 3rd and 2. If Mahomes sees Breshard Smith, they had the play dialed up correctly. It's a first down.
Like, it's a first
the play's
down.
There. Mahomes did not execute. Like that, as much as I would have liked to run there, they had the play. The play should have worked. They did not execute. That play was not on coaching. However, in general, back to back 3 and outs, like RPOs, like yeah, Mahomes like a little bit. It almost sounded like he put it on Mahomes a little bit in general. With like, hey, he keeps checking. He keeps choosing to pass, but the Broncos weren't worried about your run game. That's also why they're like,
correct.
That's what I don't get. And that's what you were saying a few minutes ago, which is like, is it arrogance or whatever? It's like, we want to win a certain way. We want to be the fun offense and everything. We don't want to be grinding out the clock late running the football. But you know what? In this particular game, I think they actually win the game if they do that.
And the reason they won so many one score games last year, guys, is because they were efficient in elongated tries. 10 or more plays. They were excellent. You know what that was? That was a lot of times of just, sorry, guys, we have maybe DeAndre Hopkins today. Maybe we have Juju Smith-Schuster. Rashee Rice is done for the year at this point. So you know what we got to do? We got to hand the ball off to Kareem Hunt. And they would just.
So you think in a weird way.
Chunk by chunk, down the field. And then we have the better quarterback to execute in the red zone. But yes.
So you think in a weird way, the fact that they have a full, healthy complement of weapons.
It is if worth I'm hearing you right, them.
Like, yeah.
Yes.
Like, the arrogance part of it. It's like,
yes.
No, we have all these. We have to play this way. You're telling me in a weird way that if Hollywood Brown and Xavier Worthy were both hurt,
and you have right now, and you have restrictions on the coaching staff to make the coaching staff have to make hard and fast decisions to help the game plan be as sharp as possible. Yes, sometimes you know this is the thing, and I know people are like, here he goes again. This is why I love Carlos Alcaraz and why Carlos Alcaraz might never be the greatest tennis player of all time, because he has too many shots at his disposal. Do we need a drop shot? No, just hit a forehand. Hey, what if I did like a cool like slice drop shot? Like the reason why Jannik Sinner beats you is because he doesn't have that much. He only has so many things he's good at. And I think sometimes the Chiefs, kind of like Carlos Alcaraz, it'd be really fun.
Can we simplify the offense a little
really
bit?
Wouldn't it be so fun?
You think the Broncos, though, offensively?
Did 13 personnel with Rasheed Rice in the backfield? Wouldn't that be so fun? Yes. I mean, again, you have so many options. It actually makes your decision-making a little bit harder because on the whiteboard, it could work. Doesn't mean you should. So limiting their options, I think, made the coaching staff concentrate and really understand who their players and personnel was last year. And then they systematically changed their offense to be competitive for the quarterback and for the defense, honestly, too, because it protected the defense better last year as well.
So what's your faith, confidence that, look, they didn't adjust after the bye week. So now a loss like this, while the fan base and everybody on the outside is panicking, going back to we keep using the word arrogance and everything. Do you think that they are able to truly look internally after a game like that and recognize, hey, we got 7 games left.
Yeah.
We truly, like, the math isn't good for us to make the playoffs right now. We got 7 games left. We have to win, maybe not the way we want to win.
Correct. My recommendation for everybody would be, it's okay that you have 4 really talented receivers. I need 2 of them on the field. Because we know Xavier Worthy's dealing with ankle, dealing with the shoulder. We know this, right? Now, he's still getting open, but maybe he doesn't need to play as many snaps. Hey, guys, when we have 3 of these wide receivers, and you, again, I know people have asked me, where we build a certain set of goals. You know, hey, well, I thought these goods were the goods, man. We're going to get Rice, and Brown, and Worthy on the field. If you look at the metrics, we need to get back to more 2 tight end sets, 2 receivers, get your behind under center. You know what that does? It forces the defense to put a 3rd linebacker on the field. And I would say from a personnel situation, even though the Chiefs on paper, even though theoretically they look like they should be just a high fly, air this thing out offense, the last 2 opponents actually felt comfortable when you did that. And I know that's why, in some respects, they went to 13 personnel, even though we don't need Robert Tonyan. We really don't. It's nice. It's cool. He's there if someone gets hurt, but like, nah. So maybe do that on short yardage type stuff, but come on now. I mean, that play call was atrocious. So getting 2 tight end sets, get that 3rd linebacker on the field, because I think right now you're seeing a league that still has better nickel defenders than 3rd linebackers. And again, if you're under center more, now you can mirror play action. Now you can take deep shots. Okay, is Tyquan Thornton blocking on this play, or is he going to try to run by me? Well, hey, that's actually a question if you get under center with 2 tight ends on the field.
Do you think the Broncos did things unexpected the Chiefs weren't expecting? I know Dobbins out of the game. Clearly, it affects earning it.
Yeah.
They are effective. They have the number 1 offensive line in the NFL by a lot of different metrics.
Yep.
But they weren't able to run the football. 2.8 yards a carry, only 59 yards. R.J. Harvey's a good back. They drafted only 11 carries in the game. Jaleel McLaughlin had 1 carry the whole season. Yeah. He got 6 against the Kansas City Chiefs. But Bo Nix throws the ball for 37 times.
And gets away with it.
And the Broncos ran for 21. Were the Chiefs expecting more of a run-heavy load with the Denver Broncos than Bo Nix backing up?
Yeah, that's a good question. You could, based on the data you had going up to that game, especially the fact that, A, they didn't get as much pressure as they did, especially in the second half, and I don't know, guys. People are upset by Chamari Connor, but I'm like, hey, guys, it's the first play. What is it, the first play after the interception? Guess what, guys? It's, you know, I asked Nick Bolton after the game. They mirror because it looks like he might hand it off to him for a legitimate running play. Oh, now the receiver's running by me because I've got my keys set to run fits. the thing that I question Steve Spagnuolo is, okay, if they threw the ball more than you were anticipating, it happens. You know, now you cannot leave a stadium, and I will give some credit to the defense. Dog, they only gave up one touchdown. You can't lose that game. You can't lose that game when all you're saying is, hey, we might give up some things here and there, but we're going to shore it up in the red zone. We're not going to give up, you know, they gave up two explosive plays. One of them is Christian Fulton on the field, which here comes the criticism. Do you know who your best 11 defenders are? Because I don't think he does. And that's
Noah Williams did not play at all.
That's crazy at this point in the season, given Steve Spagnuolo's track record. You know, he'll experiment in October. He'll do some things in September that go, all right, that looks funky or, you know, but hey, we tried it. Now we're going to consolidate, condense some things. Now we're going to hey, here are my best 11 guys. Here are my best guys in nickel. Here are my guys in dime. And from them, we're going to build out all these crazy exotic blitzes and wrinkles and, you know, maybe pass protection type of stuff where we can move Chris Jones around. And again, Chris Jones played as good as you could ask him to do at his age, given his role. But to your point, Jay, okay, if they're passing the ball more than you think and you are understanding that, and he hasn't thrown a ball all day where you really could have caught it, go after him. What are we like? He's a second-year quarterback.
The focus was the running game, which they did a good job.
Which they did a great job.
But then Bo Nix came in that game with 18 touchdowns in 18 straight games, where he had at least a touchdown pass. So there is the respect on that. But the Chiefs do take something away every game, and clearly it was about taking away
the run,
the Denver's run, which worked. But
you got it. I mean, that 3rd and 15. I'm just like, hey guys, to your point, Jay, they got a good offensive line, so. Unless Chris Jones beats a double team, which they actually triple teamed him to start the play, which is hilarious. They're like, we don't need anybody else. Just triple team this man and leave everybody else on an island. You know, George Karloftis unfortunately gets locked up. I think Charles Omenihu kind of over pursues, but he's trying to use his speed rush. It's like, okay, I get it. No one else gets home. Anybody will find someone 4 seconds into the play. And that's essentially what happened. So, you could have sped up the quarterback. And I think that's something that they have to do with Daniel Jones, right? If you do take away Jonathan Taylor on Sunday, you got to know, you got to let Daniel Jones know, you better find the answer quick because we're rushing, we're blitzing. And I know the blitz numbers weren't great on Sunday. But again, do you know who your best 11 is? And I thought your identity was, we get you in third down so I can do crazy blitzes. That's our entire identity as a defense. Yeah. Why did you stop doing that with the game on the line?
Because slowing down Daniel Jones and Tyler Warren and Daniel, all this.
Yeah.
Lou Anarumo concerns me more than anything with the Colts, to be honest with you.
Right.
Because he's found a way to slow down the Chiefs.
Correct.
We've got Nate Taylor hanging out with us from ESPN. By the way, just some NFL news. Adam Schefter moments ago, a colleague of yours, mentioning C.J. Stroud. Still out for Thursday. Mm. He has not cleared concussion protocol.
Which means we might shut it down. He's too important. If the concussion is this lingering, I don't want to see you this season. I've seen it too often with these young guys. No. Shut him down.
I think you would want the Bills to win that game anyway, because I think the Bills will end up being a wild card anyway. Yep. So knock the Texans down a couple pegs.
For CJ Stroud's health, don't you dare come back. Right. So, the Jaguars got a better record than us. The Colts are gonna win the division. It sucks. It ain't our year. I just do not want young quarterbacks who we know are talented to come back from concussions and make things worse.
Significant news there in the NFL. All right, thinking of the playoffs and the path, and the reason why I brought up the Texans is because they're one of the teams the Chiefs are quote-unquote tied with right now, still have head-to-head, 7 games to go. We'll see if you agree with this. I think 6-1 is what is needed to get in. At 5-2, I think you got to have a lot of help because you just don't have the tiebreakers. You just don't have those, we all know. So 6-1, I have said that I still think they get in. Bink says they do on the station. Let's see. I think Logan said no. I think Dusty said it's over. no, that's fine. No, I'm not even making fun of him. But I'm not even making fun. I just mean so that's where people are divided. Carrington, I think, still thinks they make the playoffs. What is Nate Taylor saying? And do you agree that they got to go 6-1?
Okay. If we've solved all the coaching issues, which is, hey, maybe less is more, right? And, hey, maybe let's get back to our identity on defense. Man, They better win this game on Sunday.
Feels like if they lose Sunday, you lose three in a row.
Then you got to win out.
Then I don't, and I don't think that's happening, Nate. That's why you win. You
based beat, on this team's evidence so far, right?
You beat the Colts, and then you still have one game of wiggle room. You can lose to the Broncos in a rematch or Chargers or something. I think they're actually going to do it if they beat the Colts, but it is all about Sunday.
They should be in a better position to beat the Chargers than they were maybe on opening night in Sao Paulo, based on how banged up the Chargers are. And again, we should remind people, like, the Chiefs at this stage of the season are relatively healthy.
Healthiest team in football.
So you got no excuses. Mm-hmm. We all know they should beat the Titans. They should probably beat the Texans. Broncos on Christmas Day might be interesting because will the Broncos have locked up the division at that point, depending on what the Chargers do? Obviously, they end the season against the Raiders. We just saw the Raiders last night. My God, are they awful. So if they were going to lose a game, I know that sounds weird. You honestly want them to lose on Thanksgiving because that doesn't involve a conference opponent.
If they were to lose
a game. So I think 5-2 is very doable, but they got to get their act together. They got to really concentrate for 60 minutes. I know that sounds real simple and easy to do, but they got to prove it, man. Like, I didn't even mention that, like, okay, this is a good question. I know we're running up on it, but like, first half, dude, we said, hey, you're our number one receiver. Why are you dropping balls, man? Why are you dropping ball in the middle of the field in the red zone when we know you could break a tackle? Hey, Mahomes just did incredible things, and he just put it in your hands. And CBS is like, well, if he caught the ball based on the target line, Harrison Butker has at least a chance for the Chiefs to go up 9-6 at halftime. But he dropped the ball. Hey, you know what? We're fine. You know what? Coming out of halftime, you know what? We're going to give you a one-on-one back shoulder throw. Ball's located pretty well. We placed it to where only you can get it. All that's concentration. Like, we know how talented Rashee Rice. There are three times in that game where they gave him the ball in favorable situations, and he did not concentrate well to catch the ball. Just, like, Just do the things that you are capable of doing for 60 minutes. We all know Jawan Taylor knows where to line up. Can you do, like, we've seen you do it this year. He went on a little run where he had no penalties.
Four games, and then he's back.
Come on, man. 60 minutes. You got to really concentrate. You got to really focus. Like, you know, because what opponents are now telling you is, you make a mistake, we're going to make you pay. This ain't like the last couple years. And as explosive as the offense is supposed to be, can they really come back from a 2-score deficit? The answer is no, ladies and gentlemen. Just, like, no. The answer is no. So if you have less margin of error, you better be out here concentrating. You better be out here focused. You know, you can't have penalties, man. Like, I almost want to tell Nico Remigio, hey, dog, don't even run out there. Because if they run out, if you run out there and field the punt, there will be a holding call. Don't even go out there. Like, I know you're working hard. You've made your dreams come true. You've made it in the NFL. I'll need to see you return one punt this season. Nope, not anymore, bud. It'd be a lot better if they didn't have the ball at that 8-yard line every time.
Nate Taylor, our Chiefs insider from ESPN. Chiefs Colts Sunday at noon.
Woo!
Right here on 96.5 The Fan. Appreciate it, man. Good to have you back. Glad to hear things are headed in a good direction on the health front as well. Thanks to James Howell. Short notice today. Fill it in for Drew. Really appreciate it.
McDaniel.
Mike McDaniel.
Can we get his voice real quick?
Yeah, Mike McDaniel.
What's going on? they said it's more of a cadence thing than the actual voice.
Uh-huh. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Thank, appreciate you filling in, man. Cody is back tomorrow. We'll talk to you guys then.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.